This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My dear respected brothers and sisters, many years ago I gave a khutbah speaking about Peppa Pig. Britain's Got Talent, some of these very well known magic shows like Harry Potter, Zodiac Signs, and all of that which relates to that. And the reason why I gave a khutbah on these particular topics was because of how that which is in contrary to Al-Islam is so normalized. You find it all around you. Kids, they switch on the TV, they switch on these cartoons, and that which they become so glued to is programs such as Peppa Pig. Something, of course, my brothers and my sisters, which is in contrary to the Sharia, right? That which Allah Azza wa Jal clearly and explicitly mentioned, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَلَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ. That which have made haram upon you is that which has died of animals. You cannot consume it. Consuming blood. And also what? The swine, the pig. You may say to me, they're just little kids. They don't know any better. It's just a cartoon, right? However, this child grows up normalizing some of these cartoons, some of these characters. As they grow older, and you know, as they say, brothers and sisters, right? العلم في الصغر كالنخشف الحجر. Knowledge at a very young age is like what? Carving into a stone. When you teach somebody something at a very young age, it's like carving into a stone. Agreed? However, when you grow older and you want to change your habits and your ways, it can be very, very difficult. This is why they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Agreed? Very, very difficult to change their ways. So much more easier at a very young age. The kids, the children, they learn with their eyes more than they learn with their ears. They learn with their eyes more than they learn with their ears. What they see the parents doing in front of them, what they see the parents permitting for them. Wallahi, at the age of one, we'll say one and a half and after, that young infant may even start wearing the hijab. Wallahi al-azim, brothers and sisters. At the tender age of 1.5 years, that child, because she sees her mother wearing the hijab, she'll pick her up and she will imitate her. I have witnessed it with my own two eyes. The child may even imitate the parent in praying. Wallahi al-azim. The child goes down into sujood and she's only what? 1.5 or 2 years of age. The child doesn't know what she's doing. It's not like she's trying to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, but only doing it because the people around them are doing it often. This is why the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every newborn is born upon the fitrah, the natural disposition. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ. It is the parents that turn the child into a Jew or into a Christian or into a Majusi. The biggest influencer in that child's life are those who are around them. And who's normally around them often? It is the parents. And it doesn't just necessarily have to be the three that are mentioned in this hadith. The parents, they turn him into a Jew or Christian or Majusi, right? Could be any other way that that parent follows, that they normalize from a very young age. Yes, they hang around with different people. They go to school. They go to university, which is a breeding ground for kufr and shirk, atheism and all sorts. However, who is the biggest influencer in this individual's life? It is his parents. This is why, brothers and sisters, there is great emphasis in the Sharia on the role of the parent, those who are close to this child. So this child grows up normalizing Peppa Pig. There's nothing wrong with this pig. And then as they grow old, because they became so desensitized to it, is there anything wrong with me consuming it? No. That's the reality, brothers and sisters. Anyways, my khutbah is not about Peppa Pig. This was just an example that I used many, many years ago when I was trying to make a point. I also spoke about Britain's Got Talent with all of these magic shows, Harry Potter, little children from a very young age becoming desensitized to what? Magic spells. One time I walked into Toys R Us and I seen little kids running around with the magic wand, Spellyang. For those who remember Harry Potter, right? From a very young age, they normalize it. As they grow old, brothers and sisters, because they became so desensitized to it, a little card comes through the post. It came through my post as well, brothers and sisters, and everybody in my block. You know what he said on there? Visit Babu Ali. Have you guys heard of Babu Ali? A bright yellow card that says visit Babu Ali or call Babu Ali. If you have any problems in your life, you have any hardships, you have any problems between you and your wife, call this number and Babu Ali will cure all of your problems with his spells and so on and so forth. The miskeen Muhammad and Khadija, they're sitting there. They feel like it's a lost cause. There's no light in the end of the tunnel. Let's call Babu Ali. They called Babu Ali and they don't actually realize that this individual is a sahir. He's a magician or a fortune teller, right? Or you find certain individuals, brothers and sisters, who are wearing the garments of a sheikh, but in reality, brothers and sisters, who are min shayateen al-ins. He has a beard. He looks like a sheikh, but the man is practicing magic. I'm from Leicester. That type of practice is very, very common. Sihr, very, very common. The more you go up north, it is more and more problematic. Because they don't know any better, they engage in these practices and they ask for a ta'weez to be prescribed. We have in the Sharia something called ruqyah. brothers and sisters. An Islamic method of curing yourself. These ta'weezes that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about. مَنْ عَلَّقَ تَمِيمَةً فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ. Whoever hangs a talisman, he has fallen into a shirk. I put you to the test, brothers and sisters. A lot of the time we are told that in these ta'weezes it has the name of Allah, or it has verses of the Qur'an. You open it up, وَاللَّهِ وَبِاللَّهِ وَطَاللَّهِ. This is my first-hand experience. You know when you open it up, what it has in there? The names of Iblis, Qarun, Haman, Fir'aun, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. They don't know any better. They didn't have an Islamic education from a young age. And they say, you know what? If this is going to solve the problem, let me try it. From a very young age, the point is, brothers and sisters, a lot of evil is normalized to our kids from a very, very young age. And because they don't know any better, as they grow up, they fall into these things a lot of the time unknowingly, unintentionally. What is to blame? Lack of knowledge that they weren't exposed to. Anyways, now brothers and sisters, what I want to speak about in this khutbah, that was just an introduction, but already half of the khutbah is gone. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith, يَدْرُسُ الْإِسْلَامِ كَمَا يَدْرُسُ وَشُّ الثَّوْبِ. Islam is going to fade away the same way the embroidery on your clothes is going to fade away. This thobe that I'm wearing, brothers and sisters, I stick it in the wash machine once, twice, thrice. You see, the embroidery will become faded. The wear and the tear. We are being told Islam is going to fade away like that. In another hadith, we are told, brothers and sisters, from the signs of the hour is أن يقل العلم. That knowledge becomes scarce. Ignorance becomes so widespread. ويظهر الجهل. ويظهر الزنا. Zina likewise, brothers and sisters, becomes so prevalent. And here, this hadith that I want to stand over, Islam is going to fade away just like the embroidery of your clothes is going to fade away. حَتَّى لَا يُدْرَى مَا صِيَامٌ وَلَا صَلَاةٌ وَلَا نُسُكٌ وَلَا صَدَقَةٌ. To the point where one will not know the salah. He will not know anything about his prayer. He will not know anything about fasting. Anything about the Hajj pilgrimage. Issues pertaining to az-zakat, he has no knowledge of it. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يُسْرَى عَلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُ آيَةٍ. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be lifted from the face of this earth. Everyone here has memorized the Fatiha, right? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, right? The first verse of the Fatiha. Imagine, brothers and sisters, this will be removed from the hearts of the people and from the masahif, from the Quran, it will be removed in one night. Subhanallah. وَتَبْقَى طَوَائِفٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الشَّيْخُ الْكَبِيرُ وَالْعَجُوزِ. A group of people will remain on the earth. An old woman and an old man. They will say, يقولون أدركنا آباءنا يقولون لا إله إلا الله فقلنا. We happen to live in a time when our parents, they used to say لا إله إلا الله. So we said it as well. We said it as well. I remember many years ago, and just recently as well, subhanallah, when we was in the Eid gathering with our family members, my dad mentioned the incident again. He said, back in around 1998, when he was moving house in the Netherlands, one house to another, my dad arrived at a new apartment and a man was there. So my father, he had an image of the Kaaba that he would hang. The man who was living there said, "Oh, subhanallah." He didn't actually say subhanallah, but you know what I mean, right? Wow. You know that image? The Kaaba? My dad used to love it. He used to love it. He used to have some sort of relationship with it. In a way where I used to see it, but don't know what it is. That's back in the 90s, brothers and sisters. As time goes on, we are told by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يأتي زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه. There doesn't come a time except that the time that comes after is far, far worse. Islam is going to fade away, brothers and sisters, just like the embroidery of your clothes is going to fade away. And that is because of the ignorance that becomes so prevalent. Many have become enticed by the glitters and the glamours of this world. They have become so attached with other than why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and placed us on the face of this earth. Brothers and sisters, we have not been created to be businessmen. We have not been created to go to university. Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with that. La, you can become a businessman. However, our sole reason of existence is what? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create the jinn and the ins except to worship me alone. That's my sole reason of existence. Everything else is secondary, not primary. And if these secondary things are going to affect why Allah Azza wa Jal has created me, then I really need to think thrice of my way of life, right? مع الأسف الشديد. If we just give an example, brothers and sisters, of how al-Islam is fading away. Many, many years ago, I stood outside of the masjid and I began to interview some of the children that were running out. So I started asking them one by one, what is the definition of al-Islam? Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, the children, right, that are there, or maybe what, 8 or 9 of them. Not one of them was able to give me the correct definition of al-Islam. I asked them about condensation, evaporation, alliteration, and all the other shations. Pythagoras theorem, a squared equals b squared plus c squared. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. From A to Z, they can give me the intricates. They know it inside out. Likewise, the whole method of evaporation and condensation, how it goes up and how it comes down. This is what they learn in science, right? But I asked them about al-Islam. Just give me the definition, brothers and sisters. And none of them was able to tell me. That's a sad reality, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, it really, really is. That one grows old, 30, 40 years of age. And then when it comes to the basics, he never gave a single moment of his life to study it. If we, brothers and sisters, we of this generation don't know the basics of our religion, then how do we expect our children to know anything? Or even our grandchildren? We can't just use culture with them because they're from a completely different background, right? Their cultures are different to ours. Or our parents who lived in Pakistan or in Somalia back home. They would just throw it in your face. And that is because we need a common entity that governs us, that teaches us what we should do and what we shouldn't. Otherwise, there would just be a clash of cultures. An entity that is greater than all of these cultural practices. So what does al-Islam mean, brothers and sisters? Al-Istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. To submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tawheed. The scholars of Islam, they looked at the Quran and they seen that the definition of Islam consists of what? Three components. The first one was to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tawheed. To submit to Allah azza wa jal with your will, brothers and sisters, establishing At-Tawheed. When we talk about Tawheed, that which normally pops to mind, brothers and sisters, is, do we see anybody worshipping statues? Why do we need to speak about a Tawheed and the opposite of a Tawheed with what? A shirk. The worst sin, which is what? A shirk. A woman becomes impregnated, right? Outside of wedlock. The whole street is speaking about what this woman has done. Alaysa kadhalik? It's a big deal, right? There's a murder in the community. It's a big deal. However, brothers and sisters, when someone now practices or carries out acts of shirk, do we have the same response? When a shirk is far greater than all of the aforementioned sins. I'll give you guys an example, right? And I'll put my hand up. As I was from those who fell short in this, as young children, when going to school, who from amongst us used to swear by his mum's life? If you swear by Allah and you say, Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi, nobody believes you. And that is maybe because we use the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla in vain. But you say, I swear on my mum's life, on my dad's life, on my dead grand's grave. Ah, everyone believes you. Sah. Just the other day, I was dealing with a marriage issue. The sister saying to me, when I catch out my husband with whatever he does, he begins to swear on all of his kids' lives. طيب, what's wrong with this, brothers and sisters? Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Whoever swears by other than Allah, he has committed shirk. If we die upon shirk, brothers and sisters, we are not coming out of the hellfire. And that is because of how grave and futile the sin is. Subhanallah. Extremely fallacious. It's not a light matter. But if you die with tawheed, the opposite of a shirk, and you partook in major sins, not that I'm saying that these are light matters, la. You died upon that. You are under the will of Allah. Allah may choose to punish you, and He may choose to forgive you. And if He does choose to punish you, sooner or later you will come out of the hellfire. And even that's not a light matter. But can you see the difference, brothers and sisters? The ta'weezes, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, is a type of shirk. Right? These zodiac signs, for those who don't know, oh parents, Snapchat, that the kids have become so glued on. I don't have Snapchat, but screenshots were sent to me. Zodiac signs, star signs, astrology, that they have now so normalized, right? Wallahi, not so long ago, a sister emailed in saying that one of the things that determined my husband to leave me was because of star signs and the month that I was born. Because maybe one grew up watching David Blaine and Dynamo, and maybe even attending some of these Britain's Got Talent programs and barnamage, or watching it, sihr, magic, going to a sorcerer or a fortune teller, we find it intriguing, right? So they don't know any better. When the reality of the matter is, brothers and sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? من أتى ساحرا فسأله عن شيء. Whoever visits a magician, then asks one question, his prayer will not be accepted 40 days. In another narration we are told, من أتى عرافا أو كاهنا فصدقه بما يقول فقد كفر بما أنزل على محمد. Whoever visits a fortune teller or a sorcerer and believes that which they say, indeed he has disbelieved in what was sent down upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you learn from a young age, brothers and sisters, has a big impact in how you shape your thoughts as you grow older. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us all. These are just some examples. Wallahi, some examples. And then you have the second component, which is what? Al-inqiyadu lahu bi-ta'ah. To submit to Allah Azza wa Jalla in obedience. When Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us to do something, brothers and sisters, we are governed by Allah. We are His slaves. He's the one that created us, and we submit our will to Him. And our actions, they follow up with what we believe in our hearts. We're not part-time Muslims. Wallahi, a brother reminded me yesterday of a tweet that I put out years ago. I put down on the tweet, is it really fair, brothers and sisters? We have 24 hours in the day. and we can't dedicate 1% of that to Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you know what 1% is, brothers and sisters, of 24 hours? It's 14 minutes to reading the book of Allah Azza, which is an easy thing to do. Or 2%, which is 28 minutes. We can't dedicate that to Allah Azza wa Jal. Is that really, really fair? What have we become so occupied with that has busied us from our Creator? And number three, brothers and sisters, وَالْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَأَهْلِهِ, to free yourself from shirk and its people, right? We've been hearing a lot in the last couple of days, right, about the Abrahamic Accord. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that we are against community cohesion or that we entice hatred or violence or phobia towards non-Muslims. La, 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 la. I'm not saying that. Rather, what I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَالْيَدِينَ, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَالْيَدِينَ, that which we read all the time. I have my religion and I'm going to practice it. I am not going to compromise and water down my religion, that which is clear and evident in the Quran, because you want to water it down. Oh, Jonathan Peterson, أليس كذلك? Isn't that so? لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَالْيَدِينَ, right? I have my religion, I'm going to practice it, I'm going to hold on to it. And if you want to practice your religion the way you do, that's entirely up to you. But I freed myself from all of the what religions other than the religion of Islam, and that's my choice, that's my religion. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفاء والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم told us over 1400 years ago in an authentic narration narrated by Ibn Majah, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم أخوف ما أخاف عليكم عمل قوم لوط, that which I fear the most for you is the practices of the people of Lot. And again, brothers and sisters, as a disclaimer, I'm not enticing hatred, phobia, or violence towards any minority group. All that which I am doing is quoting from the scripture and that which comes out of the horse's mouth. And as long as you quote the scripture, brothers and sisters, that which is in the Quran, you cannot be demonized, criminalized, or cancelled. Just ask Jacob Rees-Mogg. For those who don't know, he's one of Boris Johnson's right-hand men. Was invited over to the Good Morning Show and they interrogated him with questions. However, as a Christian, he held on to his morals and his values and his views by quoting the scripture. Why am I mentioning all of this, brothers and sisters? It's reaching a point where one hesitates when he's asked about his gender. This is the point that he's reaching to. Isn't that so? You ask him, are you straight? The guy is shaking. Because he wants to be politically correct and he's scared of being cancelled. Last time I checked, brothers and sisters, we're in a democratic country that propagates freedom of speech. No one is saying entice hatred. People are just asking you, say what you believe according to the scripture. So Jacob Rees-Mogg is on the Good Morning Show and they're interrogating him with questions. And he keeps on saying, according to the teachings of the church, in his Scottish accent. According to the teachings of the church, this is not how one lives his life. But they wanted his view so they can get him cancelled. They're holding on to their values and their morals, brothers and sisters. Why is it that we as Muslims have to what? Let go of the teachings of Allah Azza, and what is mentioned in the Quran quite clearly and evidently. You had the likes of Poland and also Hungary. In the Euros that recently passed, a couple of years ago, I believe it was, right? Not recently, a couple of years ago. They came out openly and they said, we will not expose under 18s to the rainbows. And then Germany decided to rub it in their faces and they lit up the Munich Stadium in the rainbow colors. And again, I'm not expressing my views, I'm just mentioning what's in the Quran. Does that make sense, brothers and sisters? Also recently, brothers and sisters, I came across a couple of stats that I would like to share with you. There are, I believe, 367 Conservative MPs in Parliament. More than half, 136 of them, they voted against same-sex marriages. I'm just quoting the BBC. This is what they are saying. But we as Muslims are forced to conform, or we are put on the back foot when it comes to our morals and our values. لِمَاذَا هَكَذَا? When we as Muslims, brothers and sisters, we have been honored with Al-Islam, as Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ أُمَّةٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people that have been honored through Al-Islam. وَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. The moment we begin to desire other than Al-Islam, Allah will humiliate us. Allah will humiliate us. All I'm saying, brothers and sisters, hold on to your values. Hold on to your values. Right? They are really trying the utmost best to shove it down our throats and to rub it on our faces. You guys heard of Buzz Lightyear, right? One of our favorite characters when growing up, from Toys R Us. There was a recent uproar because there is a scene in this cartoon or in this whatever movie, right? A scene of those from the same gender kissing one another. Approximately a year ago, I opened Twitter and I came across how Batman, or I think it's Superman, one of them, is going to be exploring his sexuality in the next comic series. We have a huge responsibility, brothers and sisters, when it comes to our religion, when it comes to teaching our children, and instilling, embedding, ingraining within them Islam. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك أو turner of the hearts keep our hearts firm upon your religion. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأقم الصلاة.